This is Sunday morning, 5/26/19, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is called The Kingdom Age. Now, you know, the Lord's been speaking to us about the Kingdom Age, and this is a timeline right here. This is, we see here, this is like the end of the church age right here, before the thousand, I'm not reading it right. This is a thousand year reign, but this is like the 7 year countdown, like when the treaty signed, and in the middle here, the Antichrist is going to step up. And we've not seen this treaty, the 7 years has not begun, but this is where I believe that we're at. I remember Brother Copeland talking about after the end of the church age, there'd be a sliver of time before the 7 years, the last 7 years began, which most people always say it's the last 7 years of Great Tribulation, which there's only three. But anyway, but there'll be a 7 year covenant the Antichrist makes with Israel, and he's going to break it in the middle, and that's when the Great Tribulation starts after that. But there would be a sliver of time there that the church age ended before the last 7 years, and that God would do anything he wanted to do. And I think that's where we are. Yeah, the earth lease had run out, and before the millennial reign begins, there is a space of time. It's obvious, especially with the 7 years. Anyway, this is called the Kingdom Age. And this is what the Lord said to me. A line is being drawn throughout the earth. Are you for me or against me? You can clearly see that it is no longer about Democrat or Republican, black or white. It is about good versus evil, a showdown. Jesus versus Satan. No more gray, no more riding the fence. Evil has reached to the highest heaven. The battle lines are becoming clearly defined. The evil is coming full force for all to observe and see. They will not prevail. A total separation of the wheat from the chaff, the sheep from the goats. Whose you belong to and whose you are will be clearly seen. Just as Moses drew the line in the sand, so am I doing the same today. I have judged evil and it will be swallowed up. The swamp will be drained. It will be a thorough purging. My church will again be full of Holy Ghost power for this hour. So don't be afraid by what you hear or see, for it is all in the plan. Evil is being brought out into the open. Pray for your leaders in government and in the church, and also the leaders of the nation. Many in the other nations also desire to be free. Many of mine are in other nations. My church isn't just here, but everywhere. I have heard their prayers and heard their cries for their nations. There's 209 nations in the that are currently involved in the reset, the go-back currency, 209 nations. Lift them up and speak what I tell you to speak. Australia, they had a Trump-like election this last week where a conservative, I believe Christian, man stepped up against all odds and beat out that far-left agenda. Australia's been in bad shape for a long time. It's happening. Take courage and walk by faith, and you won't be moved by what you see. I am with you, and I will never leave you or forsake you. Get your popcorn ready and enjoy the show. We win. I saw some things this week that really brought this home even more so about the connection between transgenderism and the mark of the beast. That these people that succumb to this, and they showed some, and I won't mention the names of the ones in government that are transgenders, but it's from what all it indicated was the simple fact that by them doing these things to their bodies, they have opened themselves up to demonic entities. And this is the only way that the Antichrist can step up, and all he's going to do is through to be the devil incarnate in a person is through this method. And I'm thinking, Lord, it's kind of like once this Pandora's box has been opened, getting it back in the box, you know? That's why I believe the Lord's doing what he's doing, because we as the church have to have time for the virgins to wake up and trim their lamps and to get to work and get the harvest in before the Lord comes, because there's going to be nations that will not be under Antichrist. But there will be nations that are. So it's going to be Satan and Jesus. That's it. And that's where we're headed. But God's given us a reprieve to get the church ready, because he's not going to come until his house is full.